Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off the weekend just a bit early. We're actually doing it right now. That's what we do here on the show. Fun Disney talk always gets you excited for fun times, and it's the weekend, so that is awesome. Scotty G sitting in Pam's seat again today, so we're glad to have him. He's going to join Ricky and myself for some fun Disney talk. But don't forget, before we get started, today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. I don't know if you missed it, but Disney Cruise Line announced those summer 2021 itineraries sailing to Europe. There's great Greek Isles cruises. We got the Bahamas and the Caribbean with the Disney Fantasy and the Disney Dream. Of course, the Wonder sails out to Alaska in the summer. And if you want to price one of these great Disney adventures, drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free no obligation quote form and an agent will get back to you right away. The best part about working with a travel agent for these Disney cruises is that you're going to get the exact same price as if you booked with Disney Cruise Line themselves, but we give up to a 5% onboard credit that spends like cash during the cruise. You can use it for wine tastings, you can use it for adult dining, port adventures, what have you. You can even shop with it on board. It's free money to spend during your cruise, and that's pretty awesome. So check them out today, give them a holler, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. A huge shout out to everybody who continues to use our Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate that so very much. It really does help support the show. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're still getting all your Prime benefits and it's costing you nothing extra. And every purchase helps everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1613 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and welcome to 3 days in a row of Be Our Guest Podcast shows. Yes, you had us on Wednesday. You had us yesterday with listener quest or live calls and listener questions. And today, we're going to do one of our shows that we did from a while back that's a lot of fun, just a daydream like we're down at Walt Disney World. So joining me today, we have a panel of three, even though Pam Forrester is not back yet, but she will be back very, very soon. She sends her regards. Joining us, as always, of course, from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I am in for just an insanely busy weekend, so it's going to be crazy. So let's get to the fun. That's what I got to say about this, because it's just, yeah, it's going to be a crazy weekend.
Let's do it. I'm running a half marathon at Creve Park tomorrow.
Hey, look at you. Yes. I'm going to Brian's like work party thing. Like, they don't have a Christmas party. They have like a, it's an awards banquet type situation. And Brian is up for manager of the year again. He's not going to win it because we've already won. So like, I'm not going to Hawaii again, but darn it. Whoever wins, it's awesome for them. Sad for me, cause I don't get to go to Hawaii again. So
if he's the best, he should win again. I mean, that's just how it should go. I mean,
it's just not fair if, you know, whatever. He wins twice and somebody wins not ever, you know? So,
I mean, unless he's like giving some payola or something, I think it's fair.
It's not going to happen for us. It's fine. We've been to Hawaii once, thanks to it. So, I mean, if it happened again, I would, trust me, I would buy a lottery ticket the next day because there's no chance in all get out that it's happening. If it happens again, trust me, you'll hear about it, but it's not happening.
All right. Also joining us today, you heard him on Monday show in the adventures of hashtag Scotty G. We have Scott Gardner from Up in the Mitten. What's going on, Scott?
Happy Friday, Mike and Ricky. How you guys doing?
Yay!
Good.
I'm glad you're here.
Yes, and nice hat for those watching on the video.
we shop at the same store.
We shop at the same store. You sent me a text message when you were down there a few weeks back saying, man, they got a new Nike hat. And of course, I was asking you, okay, like, where is it? And then when I go down, I mean, you can't move 10 feet without bumping into this hat now. So.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. No, you can't. I just wish they had them in other colors. Like, the white ones get so dirty.
Yeah.
But, But maybe next time I'm there in April, maybe they'll have the black ones or the gray ones out there. So you never know.
And I'm trying to work on trying to get down there, but I don't think I will. I mean, I got to do Princess.
Who do I need to talk to?
I think you know, Scotty G.
Yeah. I so want to go.
Anyway. Well, happy that you invited me back, Mike. I had fun doing Monday's show. Now I'm doing Friday's, kind of bookending the week here for everyone. So excited to talk some Disney today.
All right, let's do it. So before we get to today's topic, we're going to talk about right now at Walt Disney World. Just, you know, if you think about it, Walt Disney World is such a huge destination that right this moment, whether you're listening on Thursday night as the show gets released, Friday morning on your commute in, like Scott said, next July, I mean, there's right? people doing these things at Walt Disney World that we wish we were doing right now. Just kind of fun to think about because there's somebody doing almost anything at Walt Disney World at any given time. But before that, we're going to hit some of the news that you might have missed just in case you're headed down here soon. Of course, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opened on Wednesday, so we now have... I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the studios has a lot of e-ticket attractions. Just a couple of years ago, you know, folks said, you know, there's nothing to do with the studios. So, Ricky, the studios is just going to get more and more top of the line, busy. It's going to be really busy over there this week.
This weekend, especially. It's already insanely busy. And, you know, with the addition of Mickey and Minnie, I mean, it's just even more so, you know, especially because everybody gets there in the morning thanks to the boarding pass process. So, the mornings are ridiculously crowded at Hollywood Studios now. And then as the day kind of wanes on, it gets a little bit better. But if you are heading there in the morning, good luck to you because it's super crowded. But yeah, so Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is now open and has had fantastic reviews from what I've seen. So that's good. We miss Great Movie Ride. Rest in peace. But we know that things have to change. So it's unfortunate for Great Movie Ride fans, but
we just poured out a Coke Zero and a bottle of water for the Great Movie Ride.
Exactly. Again. And coffee. It's fine. In addition, though, there is a brand new attraction. I use that kind of in quotes. It's something to do at Hollywood Studios while you're waiting for the other things to do at Hollywood Studios is kind of what I'm saying. And that is the newly reimagined Mickey Shorts Theater. So this theater was actually the former location of the Path of the Jedi, which was just a little like clip show of like everything that had happened in Star Wars up until the point that Disney bought Star Wars is basically kind of what it was. So now we have in the Mickey Shorts Theater a brand new short, and it's called Vacation Fun. Now, these shorts are based on the style of the Disney Channel shorts that are currently on TV right now, much like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Let me stop you there for a second. Is this the same style that's like on the Magical Express bus? Like where he's like wild and crazy? Like he runs around like a maniac? Like Mickey and Donald and all them, they're like, I'm not a big fan of that. I like
Goofy,
the old.
Does Goofy look really gross?
He looks kind of like they have like sharper like lines, like they're not as round.
Yeah. I just picture Goofy and his gross like hair off of his face. I don't know. I don't know why they went with that route. It's not my favorite style, but at least for Goofy, like all the other characters, I feel like are at least okay, but Goofy is just like the obvious thing. I don't know. I don't like Goofy in those shorts, but that's just me. So, anyway, so there's the basically they're taking some of the shorts that have been on the Disney Channel and they're going to include them into like this new clip package deal. And it's like celebrating vacation fun. So that's something that guests are going to be able to see in on their next trip as well. So I guess if you're looking for something to do and distract yourself from waiting in line, this is an option for you.
So this is in the theater that's it's kind of between like the Frozen sing-along and Star Tours, right in there, like where Sounds Dangerous used to be back in the day.
Exactly, where Sounds Dangerous used to be. It's bookended by the, for the first time in forever, Frozen sing-along and the Meet Olaf meet and greet. So,
or the vegetarian Olaf. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Mike, goodness gracious. Okay.
I think actually he is vegetarian. I think vegetarians could actually eat Olaf if you had to. In a pinch. I mean, if you got dehydrated.
He's made of snow. I don't know. This is a weird conversation.
It is so weird. I don't know what we're doing.
Real fast.
Next news story, please, before I get myself in trouble.
I I think that's a good idea. All right. So the next bit of news that we have is the fact that Epcot is, you know, going over its massive refurbishments, as we kind of have talked about
really?
Recently.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, exactly. What? Epcot's what? Being refurbished? So in addition to that, they are actually going to be closing Spaceship Earth. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sad that they're closing Spaceship Earth. But it is closing to be enhanced, and hopefully, let's hope that they just add in some stuff in the last half and not just do screens again. That would be nice, but I guess we'll find out. So it follows like the story light is what we're going to be following along the way. And I don't know. Anyway, the attraction closes. They're being really vague about kind of what they're doing with Spaceship Earth, I feel like. So Spaceship Earth closes officially to make way for this new version on May 26th. So if you're going down for the summer, you're not going to be able to experience Spaceship Earth, which is sad. However, this makes me kind of guess, just a suspicion, nothing official, but I would assume that Remy's Ratatouille Adventure will be opening probably around this time period as well. So just me throwing out ideas.
And here's the thing I've learned about this construction. Like, when they have a date to take something down lately, when they're refurbishing things, like within an hour, they'll have that thing gutted. Like they are not messing around. Like, they're like, okay, Electric Umbrella's closing, and bam, it's like disappeared. You know, it's like, gone. I mean, it's crazy how fast they're taking down buildings and digging up fountains. And I mean, I get it, because the sooner you tear it down, the sooner you're done. Exactly. I mean, I appreciate that, but I mean, it's no joke. So Scott, what are your hopes for? I know you're a big Spaceship Earth fan. So like, what are your thoughts on the refurbishment and the reimagining of this, you know, it's a classic attraction.
Yeah, it's a classic attraction, but I always love going up in Spaceship Earth, but coming back down definitely needs some love. So I'm really excited to see what that's going to do. The Parks blog post had this cool looking image that I'm really excited about. So I'm always optimistic. I think it's going to be a really good change. I'm just bummed that's going to be down for so long. And I was going to say, Mike, that makes an April trip even more worth it right now. Just going to throw that out there.
Same.
There you go.
Okay, keep my list. That's number two. Okay, we're good. Okay.
Yes, so, exactly.
Okay. What else?
I was going to say one other thing, though. Like, I love the new Disney shorts, like Channel 30 on Resort TV.
Really?
Oh my gosh, that is always on in our room.
You like, love the shorts?
I love those, and Emily just watches them constantly when we're there. And it's on, and they're all on Disney Plus now, too, so we can get them at home. That's so it's like a taste of, because we always watch them when we're on vacation, so having them on Disney Plus is like a taste of Walt Disney World back home, so it's pretty cool for us.
Okay, let me ask you something else, because you brought up a point that I want to go with this, though, because when I was at Coronado, and maybe it was just because I wasn't doing the thing right. Okay, so Coronado has those new TVs in the room where it has, like, you know, welcome ramen family. When you come in, it's cool. It's got all the options. You can watch TV. It doesn't automatically come on to the like PowerPoint channel. You know, the WDW Today with the background loops and the PowerPoint with the dark hours and stuff. I never did find that channel on the TV guide. Like, I found Stacy, but I could not find a channel called WDW Today. Now, maybe it was one of the options outside of watch TV, because I didn't use those.
I don't know. Like, I haven't stayed at one of those resorts that has those upgraded like channels or TVs, because it's always the default channel when you turn it on. I think it's usually like channel 0 or 1 or something like that. That's weird.
No, at Coronado Springs, it just had like Welcome Micro Moment, and then it would have something about Coronado Springs. It had a loop of two like 1 minute songs, like kind of Mexican or Spanish sounding songs. They were each like 1 minute long, and it just played them over and over, two songs, like two little melodies. It was like, it drove you crazy. Like, I liked them for the first, you know, 28 times. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I got
28 times.
But I didn't see, you know, the PowerPoint the whole time I was there, but I could have dismissed it. I don't think it was listed on the TV guide, though.
Off topic, can I just have a rant a little bit about that PowerPoint?
This is a crazy show. Let's go with it.
So it bugs me. You come back from a great day in the parks. You know, you're tired. You shower for the next day. You turn on the TV.
It's today.
And it shows you today's park hours. Why doesn't it not show you the next day's hours to help you plan for the next day?
Totally.
It drives me crazy.
I'm the same way. I'm like, dude, it's 11:30 at night. I want to know before I go to bed, who has extra magic hours?
Does it reset at midnight?
No, it doesn't. I don't think it does.
I wonder, I guess there was
something. We came home
morning.
Late from an after hours party on this last trip, and I swear it was still that same days. Like, yeah, because then, like you said, Mike, then you got to get the phone out or the iPad and look up the app.
Call
like,
Ricky.
Yeah, exactly. That's more of what's happening. Yeah.
I just want a one hit. Maybe it should have like a forecast, like a weather forecast. Here's your 5-day forecast. Here's your 3-day forecast of hours. Yes, that's what it needs.
That's true. I agree with this. Look at us. We're solving problems here. I think that's a totally great idea. True.
That's yes. So right. Yeah, because you're exactly. Oh, I got to ask Scott, because this is a question from the live call-in show that we talked about on Thursday, yesterday, as it came out on the feed. You go to a lot of the after-hours events. Now, have you gone to the Villains?
Oh, my gosh. I want to, but we haven't been to the Villains one yet. It looks super awesome. It looks a little more adultish.
Yeah.
Than like the after-hours is super friendly, family-friendly. I'm sure the Villain ones are, too, but they look more geared towards adults, and they look spectacular, but yeah. I haven't been yet.
The caller was just asking about, because she can't go to the Halloween party this year. They can't just make it work, so she's going to kind of substitute with the Villains, which I think is a good idea.
That's a great idea. Can't make one do the other.
She was just asking about how many people dress up for that, so I don't know. Oh. So we'll maybe get some
feedback. I think a lot of people probably do. I'm sure it's encouraged because it's Villains. I don't know if it's encouraged as much as like the Halloween party would be, since it's fairly new. I think we'd have to do some research on it, but...
Yeah, I think you can do Disney bounding, but not like actual costumes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not entirely sure.
The thing that would bum me out, though, when you compare it to the Halloween party, is no Booty You Parade. I mean, that's right? What gets me for the Halloween
exactly.
party.
Exactly. No,
but there'll be some other cool entertainment, though, for sure.
No, yeah, that's true.
What do you think's the reason that the Villains don't meet and greet during that party?
Crowds. You think? Honestly, they're so popular.
Is it from still way back, like when they did the thing at the studios where it was just a nut house for the characters?
Yes, I think it's scarred Disney. Like, seriously, I think they're like, you know what? We are never doing that again.
Is that like the Villains Unleashed thing at the studios where like they ran out of food and everything? Yes. That was a nightmare.
It was so bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking is like they did it for that. And I think that they're just like, no, you know what? We're not dealing with that anymore. So I feel like that's kind of where they're at with that. But
Jafar like wants to meet his fans. Like, no way, man, you're not going with 100 feet of your fans.
Exactly. That's kind of how it feels. It's like it's not happening, which, you know, it does surprise me in a weird way. Like, because they have the problem with the Villains event that they had at Disney's Hollywood Studios was it was literally only one night. So everybody was cramming to meet. And I get it, like at the Halloween parties. Yeah. Okay. They still have long lines for the unusual characters like the Seven Dwarves and Jack and Sally and stuff like that. But I feel like with the Villains, maybe it's me being naive, but I feel like if like they're a little less, not special, but you know, I feel like Jack and Sally, you don't ever see them. Moana, you never see her any other time. I feel like you could potentially see some of the Villains some of the other times just a little bit easier. So like, I don't know. I feel like they should try maybe doing a few Villain meet and greets and see how it goes. But you know, I think that event just really scarred them because it was literally one day. That was it. Yeah. So I think because they have this event multiple times in, you know, a month, it would help out a lot, but no.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think for what you're paying for the Villains events, they should have some Villains there to meet and greet.
Yeah.
I mean, if the line's too long, you just don't get in it. You know what I mean? It's like if it's a 4-hour line, you make the choice. I mean, you're going to do that.
Which is what a lot of people did at that event that happened. Alfred is in the chat and he said that they sold too many tickets for the event. It was a nightmare. It was
before they did any of these other things. Like
it was
now,
before they did anything.
It
like
dilutes
this.
It when you have more events. Yeah.
Yeah, because wasn't it for like a Friday the 13th or something
it
like
was
that?
Crazy. And the studios is just small. Like, I mean, for one of those events, man, that's probably Disney anarchy.
The year they did that limited time magic or something, and it was like September's thing was the Villains Unleashed at the studios on. It was in September, I think, Friday the 13th.
Yes. And it was. I don't know. I just feel like, so wouldn't it be cool if maybe in, you know, the Princess Fairytale Hall, you met like all the villains for all, you know, like you met, instead of meeting Cinderella, you met the evil stepmother or, you know, instead of Princess Tiana, you met Dr. Facilier. Like, I feel like that would be a really cool opportunity right there. I think that would be really awesome, but oh well.
Oh well. All right, so what else in the news? This is fun. I love this stuff because we're just talking about stuff that's fun. I love it. You can't be there. It's so fun to talk about this stuff.
Look, Disney, we are giving you great ideas. Why are you not using these? I don't understand.
Update your PowerPoint at midnight before, you know, update it at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Exactly.
Yes.
Speaking of villains and Not So Scary, tickets are now on sale for the 2020 Not So Scary Halloween parties. So it is time to start getting your spooky on. So there are 36 dates that guests can attend. All the dates are listed on the master list if you want to go see what they are. Party tickets start at $85 if you purchase in advance, or $80 for children if you purchase in advance. And The exception is on October 31st, which is a whopping $149 for adults and $144 for kids. Yikes. That's so much money for Halloween night.
I want to say, too, Halloween this year, it's on a weekend. Maybe a Friday or Saturday, too. I mean, so if you're going to go on Halloween, get those now. I'm not kidding. I mean, if you're going to commit to it, get them.
Yeah, we went on Halloween in 2019. I mean, it was a sold-out party. It was jam-packed, but it was a blast just having to be, like, actual Halloween meet. That was, like, the most fun we ever had at a party, for sure.
I mean, was there – because you've been to more than one party. I mean, was that definitely kind of like the energy was, like, totally amped up? I mean, because when you're on the holiday.
The energy was, like, insane compared to, like, a mid-September party. You know
I'm
what
sure
I mean?
It was, yeah. Mid-September Halloween night, yeah.
And it was still hot. It was still super hot. Like, it was a hot – that was the – because it was the night before, like, Wine and Dine. It was that weekend.
Yes.
Because Wine and Dine was early in 2019. And, oh, my gosh, it was – it was packed, it was hot, but totally worth it. And expensive.
Mm-hmm. how much candy did you get?
How much what?
How much candy?
Oh, I weighed it. I think I have a photo somewhere. Like, I'll report back in 10 minutes, but I think it was at least 9 pounds worth of candy.
You're like, the party cost $150 and I got $160 worth of Kit Kats.
The problem is, though, so I'll tell you this, if you go in like October, you can bring that, early October, you can bring that candy back and hand it out for trick-or-treat. The problem is on Halloween, you're not bringing it back, so it just was a free-for-all at work.
That's true, yes. I may or may not still have Halloween candy. It's fine.
My wife came back and gave it all out to her classes for like a month for like, you know, you did a good job in class today. Here's a Kit Kat. Here's a Twix.
Yep.
That's what she did. Good stuff.
Good way to do it.
All right, but get those tickets because they are on sale now. All right, Ricky, what else?
I mean, you definitely want to get them. It's now is the time. So the last big-ish thing that I kind of wanted to mention is, and I like this because it's what Epcot is about. Now, I know that they added characters to this, but this is like the way to do it, in my opinion. So this is how you keep the characters involved in Epcot and have that edutainment factor. So there is a brand new scavenger hunt at Epcot, and it's finding Dory's friends. And it's in the Seas with Nemo and Friends. It's a free scavenger hunt, which
is
fantastic.
Wait, what? Hang on.
Free? What? Disney doesn't do free? So you have to pay for it if you go around World Showcase. But this new scavenger hunt allows guests to go around the Seas Pavilion, and you take this map. You follow the map through the pavilion, solving rhyming puzzles and looking for clues with the efforts to help Dory locate her marine friends. Now, these are the actual fish that are in the pavilion, not like, as far as I assume, not like, you know, you're not going to find Hank or anything like that. But you'll be able to collect stickers and learn fun facts about ocean animals while traveling amongst the exhibits and displays that can be found throughout the pavilion. So I love this. This, like I said, this is what Epcot is about to me. And this is the right usage of IP. Like, if you're going to have IP, and we know they're going to, I mean, look.
They will.
The big news is Bob Chapek is now in charge of as the CEO. So they're going to have IP added to everything. So get used to it now at this point. If you weren't used to it before. So if at least if they do it smart like this, my anxiety won't be as high about them adding characters to literally everything. So anyway, I think this is a good use of characters and a nice addition too.
I think it's cool because it's limited to that pavilion. You know, it's not all over the park. You know, it's something there. And I mean, you're going to get to see the real live fish, which is what the Seas was about initially. I mean, even in the 80s. And you're just, you know, you're making it a little fun. I mean, I think everybody's kind of, you know, I've done that myself. I mean, when you go in there, you're always looking for the fish, like the clownfish. You know, like you're always looking for that.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think it's a good idea.
All right. Any other news that we need to know? What do we need to know?
That's it. So, yeah.
So hopping into the topic of the day.
Yes.
All right. So let's do this. We did this years ago, and it's kind of fun because when you think of Walt Disney World right now, no matter when you're listening to the show, something is happening. And so like when in my mind's eye, I'm always thinking, man, you know, if I had this, like if I was like God, like Disney God, and I could look down on Walt Disney World and just like, it's almost like did you guys ever used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon? Like,
of course I did.
Okay.
Yes. My brother gives me trouble because I gave him a black eye because I wanted to play Roller Coaster Tycoon and he was playing it. So
seriously, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I actually punched my brother.
Dude, Scott, be careful.
Don't play games with Ricky.
No kidding. Watch your back. She looks so sweet.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, he will not let me live it down. I mean, probably I rightfully not. So. To be perfectly honest, I punched him in the face.
Okay. All right. So here we're just going to throw some things out there. Just again, it's kind of a quick escape for about the next 15 minutes or so here on a Friday. So right now, I'm picturing this in my mind's eye. Right now, Walt Disney World. Now, I'm not even talking Walt Disney World. Picture this. Right now, somebody is heading down that long corridor at Orlando International Airport towards the Disney's Magical Express bus.
Long corridor.
Yes, it goes for miles and miles. That's right. It trains you for the walking you're going to do for the next, you know, 4 or 5 days on your trip. But the thing is, like, the excitement of, like, a grandparent with their grandkids, you know, maybe they've arrived from different places in the country or in the world, and they've met up at Orlando International, and now they're walking all together as a family for maybe the first time in years and years. The grandkids, little grandkids are all excited. They got their Mickey ears on. They're walking down, getting ready to get on the Magical Express bus. And I think that's one of those exciting times where the entire vacation is in front of you, you know, and you get that hit of, you know, you get the heat and the humidity of Florida, especially if you're coming from somebody like, you know, Scott comes from Michigan. I come from St. Louis. This time of year, it's still pretty chilly. You know, you start to see palm trees. You haven't seen those in ages. And the whole trip is in front of you, and you're getting ready to get on that bus. They're going to take you over to your resort. You're going to be vacation is on, and you've probably been counting down for that vacation for, you know, a year or so. So I love seeing that, you know. So right now, somebody is hoofing down that mile long corridor towards Magical Express, and their vacation is in front of them. They're going to have the time of their lives. So think about that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, Mike. And you said it, like seeing the palm trees and all that. That's when vacation starts. But it's also the opposite when you're heading the other way and you're like, oh man, my vacation's over. When you get off that monorail, then you hear like the clicks of people's like suitcases, like rolling on the, oh my God, that is the worst sound and worst feeling.
Yep. And when you see that tag on your door, it's like the punch in the gut, you know, like it's the going home envelope. Ugh.
Yeah. My favorite feeling though is when I'm getting on that monorail and people are getting off and I'm like, sucker. Yep. Like,
except
then I'm like, oh, that's going to be me
in a couple days. Yes, right. Nice. Yeah.
And so I talked about this on, I can't remember one of the shows this week, but I got on the wrong monorail trying to get on my flight. I got on the JetBlue.
You really?
Yes. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Because there were Burger King people on there. Like, and I was like, wait a second. There's no, I don't think there's a Burger King in the Southwest area. There's like a Chipotle and there's a McDonald's, but there's no Burger King. So I looked around, a lot of Canadian hats. I'm like, that's kind of weird. I don't usually see Canada hats. So, yeah, I got on the wrong one. But fortunately, I started freaking out for a second, but it turns around and comes right back. So I just got a little extra ride.
That's good. I'm glad that you only panicked slightly. And you know,
I did. I panicked for a second. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where am I going? Because I thought I'd have to go through TSA again. I was like, oh, no.
So what did you do? You took a monorail back then and got back on the right one?
No, you don't even have to get off. Like, it is because it only goes there and back. So I just stayed on. It came right. It comes right back. And you don't have to go through TSA. You just got to kind of go through like a little corner and you go to the Southwest. I was so glad to be on mine. All right. So, Scott, give us what's happening at Walt Disney World right this moment.
All right. Right now, there's this couple. Their parents-to-be, and right now they're getting mouse ears personalized for their unborn child, and they're getting ready for a baby announcement, and they're so excited.
That's so cute.
So are they blowing up stuff that like made the term blue and pink? Or are they?
No. I hope this couple is not doing that because no one can tolerate that. No. But they're getting ready for like a little cute photo in front of the castle with their mouse ears with baby boy, baby girl, or whatever their family last name is. And you know, that's what it's all about to me, like starting those memories really early. So, you know, there's a couple doing that right now at Walt Disney World.
Have you seen, Scott, real quick, what have you seen like in your Disney going life down at Walt Disney World as far as like, I've seen proposals. I've seen all kinds of stuff like that in front of the castle. Have you seen stuff? Have you seen a baby announcement like live?
I've never seen a baby announcement live. That's a good point. But I definitely have seen plenty of proposals. I've seen them on both coasts. I've seen them I think I've seen more at Disneyland actually than I have at Walt Disney World. Which is weird because I go to Florida way more than I do California.
Right?
But always in front of the castle, though. Like, I've never seen, like, obscure, like, a Chef Mickey's.
Oh, you mean
or
like
something.
Me? Yeah, exactly.
Weird.
Chef Mickey's, yeah.
That's a weird place. That was good.
Yeah, I know. That's my husband for you.
It's pretty sweet, though.
Weird.
That is. We love Brian. He's awesome.
I know, but he's definitely unconventional. That's for sure.
That's why we love him. And you never know. You got to keep your eyes open when you're around him. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
No, you don't. And honestly, like, we were going to the Magic Kingdom that night. So that's where I thought he was proposing to me.
He's like, no.
He was just trying to throw you off.
Totally.
He was. Because, I mean, look, Brian's not the slyest of people. And, like, I definitely, like, he was wearing a hoodie in the middle of May, and it's, you know, hot out. And also, I hugged him, and I felt the ring box in the hoodie. Oh, so, freaky. Like, it's not like he was real slick about this. So,
he's practical, I knew it was happening. Because he'd have been nervous all night at the Magic Kingdom by getting it out of the way. It was like, hey, let's go ride Space Mountain now.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. So, we had that all locked down, and it was already, let's go to the park. We're done with this.
All right, Ricky, give us a right now Walt Disney World. What's happening?
All right, so right now at Walt Disney World, someone is waiting in the awesome line to get onto the awesome Skyliner to ride to Disney's Hollywood Studios. It is seriously, like, if you haven't done the Skyliner yet, it is so cool to get to be in the Sky Bucket and in the gondola and just, like, feel the breeze coming in and, you know, seeing all the surroundings of, you know, the land that you normally weren't being able to see before. Actually, my favorite view is coming into Epcot, because right now you can see the construction of Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. So that's really cool too. So coming in that way is really awesome, because when that attraction officially opens this summer, you're going to have a great view into Epcot in a way that you never have before, too. So, like, just getting to see the incredible views on the Skyliner and having that feeling of just riding, and it's just, it's such a great feeling, especially for those who haven't done it yet. It's, like, it's so magical. It's so cool. And I know that a lot of people are nervous about riding the you know, Disney Skyliner, but it, there's really something really awesome about it. I just got to say.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome.
Yes.
So I want to have
my new favorite thing.
It is.
It's my favorite thing of Walt Disney World right now. I mean, we once spent like 30, 40 minutes just bouncing around, just like hitting all the stops and getting back on and just enjoying the breeze. You're off your feet for a little while. You get some great views. It's just perfect for me. I want more of them.
I do too. I want more too.
It needs to be everywhere. It totally does. Yeah. So when I was down there for Princess, I stayed at Coronado in the tower. Loved it. It was a great room. I mean, I love the tower. It's so convenient. Everything's right there. And you don't have to go outside to go to the, you know, food court or anything. It's really great. I texted Scott or talked to Scott. I called Scott when I was down there. And I had this question. I asked about this. Okay, so for Marathon weekend and back in September when the Skyliner opened, I stayed at Pop Century both weekends. My previous two trips, Skyliner at Pop. I stayed at Coronado Springs. Of course, a little bit more expensive because it's a moderate. Mm-hmm. But I got a good AP discount, so it wasn't horrible. But I mean, it was obviously more than Pop Century. And I asked Scott this. I said, here's the thing. I love Coronado. Great dining. It's beautiful. It's a great place to run. It's got everything. The buses are pretty decent there. They're not bad, especially the buses at the tower. They're right outside your room. Here's the thing. If I could pay the same price, say like $200 a night or $300, doesn't matter what the price is, equal price for Coronado Springs or Pop Century, even with the different amenities and the smaller rooms and all that's a value versus a moderate. I told Scott, I was like, because of the Skyliner, if I was paying the exact same price, if you gave me my choice and Disney said, okay, you're paying the same, you can stay at Pop or you can stay at Coronado in the tower, God, I might pick Pop Century just because of the Skyliner. And I love everything else about Coronado. Like, I love it because it's so plush. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. But the Skyliner is that much of a difference. I might pick Pop Century. Apples to apples for the same price. I mean, Scott, when I brought that up, I mean, what were your thoughts?
I kind of thought the same thing. That's how much I love the Skyliner. And don't get me wrong, I like Pop. I think Pop is an awesome resort. Me personally, like, I prefer the moderates and the deluxes to the values, but Pop is usually my favorite. And I think I would choose Pop over Coronado. What I might start considering more now is Caribbean Beach, though, because you got the main station, like, right there now, too. So Caribbean Beach, which is where we stayed on our first resort, so obviously that's a special place to me. But that's going to be more on my radar now for sure, because the access to the Skyliner is so valuable to me now.
Totally. Because I was just like, I don't know what I would do, you know, because the Skyliner just changed it. And I thought it would be a fun diversion and it would be, you know, somewhere to get her. But I mean, when you can get that night, the night that I was in Fantasmic and I was back in my room in like 22 minutes from the Fantasmic Theater, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I mean, I wouldn't even have been on a bus. Like, I'd have been like, you know, five buses back at Pop Century when Fantasmic lets out at the studios on a busy night.
I will tell you this. So we had the opposite when we saw Fantasmic. Well, we were there during a crazy weekend. It was the week. It was President's Weekend, pretty much. We were there in February. And we left Fantasmic, got to the Skyliner station. And it was deep. I mean, it was past those new restrooms that are over there, like on the pathway to the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, a lot of people went by. I was like, nope, I'm getting on a bus. I'm not waiting for this. And I just kind of rolled my eyes thinking like, you're crazy. And we waited maybe like, I think Elizabeth timed it. It was like 8 minutes before we got on the gondola. And like, you would be waiting three buses worth. I mean, you'd have to wait for so many buses. Like, so don't let those lines deceive you a little bit. Like when you see them at the Skyliner, when they're, when park closing, yes, they're going to be a lot longer than they are at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the, it goes by so quick. They're so efficient.
Yeah. You were on a, gondola probably before they even got it thrown in the park.
Absolutely.
Really making that change.
But they let that line scare them though.
Yeah, because I was there the night it opened, the last night of Illuminations. I was there that whole weekend. That all happened the same weekend, and the line went all the way back to that, to the top of that hill going towards Beach Club. That's where line went. Yeah. I think it was 18 minutes, I think, or something like that. And I was on one. I mean, that's whatever. I mean, that line was forever. I was like, I was the same thing. I was scared. I was like, oh, it's gonna take forever.
But it's moving too. When you're waiting for a bus, you're just standing still, doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
At least in that line, you're walking a little bit, you know, and you're moving. That's so much better than a bus.
I can stand in a moving line all the time, you know, but a line that's just stopped, it drives me crazy. So I 100% agree with that.
And the buses totally play with your mind. Like, how many Riverside buses are gonna come? I'm gonna go back to Pop Century. Like, they're playing with you. Dude, I've seen nine buses for sports.
Do we need another all-star bus? Come on.
All right, I'm doing one more. We're going to do one more of Right Now Walt Disney World. So Right Now Walt Disney World, speaking of sports, there's a family at the check-in. I like the beginning of vacations a lot better than the end, obviously, you can tell.
What? No.
Because it's really, this is the stuff I love seeing. So not only have they ridden Magical Express, now they're at All-Star Sports. They've been looking forward to this forever. They've never been to Walt Disney World before. And they're getting assigned their room, but you know, they arrive and they kind of check out as they, before they go to the check-in desk, they got to go to the store, you know, because you're excited. You see all this Mickey stuff. You go, they check out the little food court. Everybody's grabbing some pizzas and hot dogs and burgers and pastas. And then they go over to the check-in area and they meet the cast member. The cast member kind of walks them through what a Disney vacation is all about. They're talking to them about their room, about how their magic band works, about the theme park hours and who has extra magic hours tomorrow. And they're just getting pumped, you know, and then when you get that, and especially when you're at a resort for the first time, even if it's not your first Disney trip, when you're, you know, you say you're at sports for the first time, you get that room assignment, but you're not exactly sure where to go. You know, they kind of give you the direction, you know, go left at the big, you know, tennis racket and turn left there, right at the baseball swimming pool. And you're like, okay. But then as soon as you walk out, you forget where you're going. So you're looking at the map. You're exploring. You're seeing all the big icons. You're hearing all the kids running around. You know, it's February, but the pools are still full even at night. You know, that's vacation. You see the palm trees again and you get to your room. Your room's all themed and vacation is on. I just love seeing those people kind of, you know, they're pulling their carry-ons. They're getting ready to get to the room for the first time and vacation's in front of them. I love that at the resort, especially when they don't know where they're going. Yeah, and that's kind of the shame of it for like people like us and people listening to the show. A lot of us have been to most of the resorts so many times that it's like, you're in building 7 and you're like, okay, you know, it's like, it's so sad. Oh, yeah. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I know where that is, but it's so fun to discover something you've never done before. And I love that discovery. So I love seeing people go through that too. So
yeah, that's awesome. And one thing I do now, Mike, I really don't care that much anymore, but I don't even do room requests anymore. Like I want to be surprised.
Same.
I used to always be like, I need this building. I need this view. And like, when you think about it, like all views are really good. I mean, they're all different and unique, but they're good in their own way. So I like that element of surprise where I'm on the plane. I don't have my room assignment yet. We land and I get the text and then boom, all of a sudden I'm like, oh sweet. That's the area we're going to stay in this trip. Like, that's awesome.
You know, I don't do room requests. Cause when I was there for marathon weekend, you kept picking me up. I was in the '90s as far away from everything as I could be, but I didn't care. It was fun. It didn't matter because I wouldn't stay there otherwise. All right.
You were closer to the, like the Little Mermaid rooms than you were to.
I was closer to being off property. I think to the food court. I could see the gate like on whatever that road is out there, Osceola or whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
I could totally see the gate right through the trees. All right. Give us one more, Scott. What's happening right now at Walt Disney World?
So right now there's a group of friends. They're getting ready for the day. They're in their room getting their outfits on for the day, and they're all putting on the same shirt that says "Drinking Around the World." Oh, and they have no idea how bad they're gonna feel in about 8 hours.
And they're gonna run out of money by the time they hit America.
Yeah. Correct. Exactly.
Right now they're walking with their shirts on. They're going to get some breakfast because they want to get some food in them before they start. And World Showcase isn't open until 11, so they can casually make their way over. And they're talking about their plans for the day and how great it's gonna be, and with no idea how they're gonna feel come 7-8 o'clock that night.
That is so funny, because here's the thing. I have a theory on the drinking around the world thing. Because back before my wife and I were older, when we started going, when Paige was younger, we always thought, man, because we did go down with Paige's best friend Molly and her parents. Like, they came down and we're thinking, we talked to them, you know, because like the shirts were kind of becoming, you know, in vogue as like 10 years ago. And we're like, okay, we're going to do that the one day we go to Epcot. You know, like, we're going to have a drink in every, you know, we're not going to get like bombed, but we're going to have like the specialty drink in every country. Thing is, I bet you, I don't know, I'm guessing 80% of the people can't do that. Like, I mean, even if you like, you didn't have to spend all that money, I mean, 11 drinks, and when it's hot and steamy and you're doing all that walking, I don't, Scott, have you ever done it all the way around? There's not a chance. I have a margarita and I'm good.
No, I've never tried it, but I definitely have had a good share.
I've seen you at Mixology on the cruise. So yeah, you can do it. You're in.
So this is my problem. Because you usually want to start in Canada or Mexico, right?
Yep.
Like, you want to go around the world in order. So I always want to start in Mexico. Yeah. And I don't leave Mexico because I have a margarita and then I want another margarita. And then I want another one after that. That's my problem. I'm not disciplined enough. I can't leave Mexico.
You never see Norway.
Nope. Doesn't get there.
All right. That's a good one. That's funny. So for all the people today doing that, good luck, bro. Have fun.
Oh my God.
And you make a point. It's the heat. Like, if I would know that it'd be like 55 to 65 degrees somewhere in there, like, I think I could do it. I really do. But you throw in 100% humidity, 90 degrees, like, you have no chance. It is so hot and so miserable.
If you've done it, props to you. Good job. Yeah. I know some have. All right. So go ahead, Ricky, close us out.
Oh my gosh, that's so intense. I can't even. I mean, I don't drink, but like, I'm like, I've tried eating, you know, not around the world, but you know, when you're eating during the like food and wine festival and stuff like that, and even that hurts. So you finally get to the point where you're just like, I can't.
I'm done.
I can't eat any more food. Like, I can't go to another country. This does not sound good to me.
Why am I doing this? Yes.
I don't want cheddar cheese soup right now. It's 90 degrees outside. Just let me pass. Yeah. So, totally. Yeah, I get it.
Totally. All right, finish this up, Ricky.
All right. So mine is not as fun as Scott's was, so I'm sorry. But right now at Walt Disney World, somebody is grabbing my favorite treat from Sunshine Seasons. Scott, you know where I'm going with this. This
Whoopie is pie.
Whoopie pie. Yes. Somebody is getting that delicious red velvet, oh my gosh, whoopie pie that is just loaded with cream cheese frosting in the middle. And they're going to go sit in the winter section, because that's always the section that has like less people. It's always where I go is over to the winter section, which is right by Living with the Land. And I'm just going to sit there and enjoy my delicious whoopie pie and just relax and be at peace, because I'm at Epcot and I'm in the land and I love the land and I have my favorite treat in the world. And it's just, it's a perfect, perfect afternoon. So
I was going to say morning, because I think that's a great breakfast.
It is. I've had it for breakfast.
Of course you guys have. So
Emily and I always get one for breakfast.
That's awesome. I'm a little more disciplined. I will get it in the afternoon.
Nope. If you're one of those types that like the rope drop, you rope drop Soarin', you do your Living with the Land fast or whatever order, and then you get your whoopie pie afterwards and
your
breakfast.
That's true. I'm sure it makes a great breakfast.
It's kinda like a donut.
It makes a great pastry.
That's true. It does make a great everything.
I will say, though, when I was down for the Festival of the Arts, because that's where they're right next to each other in the case. And I'm like, oh, dude,
that
whoopie pie looks so good.
Thing, it was so amazing. I agree with you.
It was so hard, because I'm thinking, I'm not getting both, because I got the popcorn. I had the big old popcorn bucket on my hip, you know, full of like a pound of popcorn. And I'm like, I'm not getting two of these desserts. So I had to make the call, and I did get the Festival of the Arts cupcake. But because the reason I picked it was because, you know, the whoopie pie is there year round.
True. Yes, the whoopie pie is there year round. But it's so good, and it's such a great treat. And
there's no whoopie pie like it. Like, I've had others.
With
the little chocolate Mickey on there, and like the red velvet, like, and the chocolate chips. Like, that is the best one.
And the cake is actually moist, which is a big problem with like a lot of Disney cupcakes, is that it's not moist.
Yes.
And it's all dry and stuff. This is actually super moist. And just the mound of icing in between. And it is that really sugary icing that I love. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I could go for one of those.
And if you're listening to this in the morning, it's okay. You can have one of these for breakfast. Yes. I endorse it.
If you are right now somehow listening to the podcast on your way, walking towards the land, go down the steps.
Oh, Mickey Whoopie Pie. It's
to the
so
left.
Good.
Yes. Get the Whoopie Pie. It's red. It is.
It's good. Red velvet. It's
but
so
now good. We need to talk to Sunshine Seasons to make sure they're stocking them up because everyone's got to go
for
it.
Yes, exactly.
That's true. And if you're like us and just heading to work, just stop at your grocery store and get something from Little Debbie.
You know how you can do like cake deliveries to like people's rooms or to a restaurant, like a surprise?
Yes.
I want to be able to order like a dozen Whoopie Pies.
A dozen. That's it. You got to get like a dozen. Yeah, like donuts.
I will love you forever. Yes.
It's got to be an option, right? Totally. It can't just be like the regular Disney cake. Like send 2 dozen Whoopie Pies at this table for California Grill dessert.
I love it. Let's do it. Yes.
Oh, man. I hate to end this show, but we really have to.
I know.
It's been so much fun. So, Scott, thanks so much for coming on. We're going to have you on, I think, next week. Pam is maybe going to be out. I don't know because who knows? Things are changing with her travel plans.
That's right. We don't know yet.
We'll see. But it's been so much fun. So thanks for making it a great week here on the show.
Absolutely. Always happy to be on. Thanks for inviting me. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And, well, you'll close this out. You'll say see you real soon.
I'll take it from here, buddy. I got
it. Okay. You sure? 16 episodes. You got it?
I got it.
I don't know that he can handle it all this time.
Let me give it a shot. So show brought to you today about the Magic for Less Travel. Looking for a Disney cruise for summer 2021. They're out there and the prices are great right now. They're not going to get any better. So drop by the Magic for Less. Check out all the great specials while you're there. Fill out that free no obligation quote form and an agent will get back to you right away. But make sure you mention you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. So check them out today over at the MagicForLess.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow here on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at brguestmike. You can follow Scott at epscott on Instagram and Twitter. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs, so give her a follow as well. Of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get a breather. I know it's been a lot of Be Our Guest Podcast this week, and this was a long... I said the show was going to go 30 minutes. It didn't. We're having too much fun. I love doing this stuff, so we can't stop. So we'll be back again on Monday. Another great trip report. And then, of course, Wednesday, listener questions. And Friday, who knows? We'll see. It's a long way off. We got a whole week.
That's right.
So for Ricky and Pam and my buddy Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.